you. We're on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Omer Leir Abach Uboid Rav Avil Rav Ashi Midarabonam Nishma L'Rabbi Akiva. We said the Rabbonam learn out of the word Mishras that Tam is Ke'ikr, that if something gives a Tam into something of Heter, then the Isser is still Osser, even though there's no Mamashis. According to some, the Heter becomes Mamish like the Isser. But that's because the Tam of the Isser is in the Heter. That's what the Rabbanan learned from Mishras. Rabbi Akiva learns that Heter is Mitzarif L'Isser. Even if they're not mixed in at all, there's no Tam. There's half a piece of bread that's soaked in wine, and half that's bread. And you eat the bread and the wine together, that you chayiv. That's Rabbi Akiva learns. So just like the Rabbanan say, Milo Amri Rabbanan, Mishra Sleeting Tam Keker, Mikana Tadam Lechol Yisurin Shavet Torah, Rabbi Akiva Nami, Mishra Slehetem Mitzdarif Leser, Mikana Tadam Lechol Yisurin Shavet Torah. So just like the Rabbanan learn all other Yisurin from Nazir, that Tam Keker, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva learn all the other Yisurim in the Torah from Nazir that, that Heter's Mitzvah Leser? And the Gemara said, not like that. The Gemara said, it's only by Nazir that Heter's Mitzvah Leser. The Gemara says, Mishum Da'avi Nazir V'chatos Shnei K'suv Ma'boyin Ke'echot. The reason is that when it comes to Heter Mitzvah Leser, there's two places in the Torah that it says that halacha. And since either one alone would have been sufficient, the fact that the Torah said it in two places tells me it's only these two places and nowhere else. That's the klal of Shnei K'suv Ma'boyin Ke'echot Ein Melamdim. Nazir HaDamorim, where do we see Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser by Nazir from the case of Mishras, Rabbi Akiva learns. Chatos Mayi, where's the case of Chatos? The Tanya. Whatever touches the basar of chatos becomes kodesh like the chatos. In other words, if the chatos is pasul, it becomes pasul. If the chatos is kosher, you can only eat it for a day and a night. I might think that's talking even where it wasn't boleya. There was no blia, nothing transferred from the chatos to the thing that touched it. It just stam touched. Talmud lomar bibsara, ad sheyiv lebebasar. It has to be that what something was absorbed over here into the basar. Yiktash lios kamoa. If there's a transfer of some of the chatos to this thing, and some of this thing to the chatos, then the whole thing, both the thing that touched, and the chatos itself, everything in it, and everything in the thing of Heter that touched it, becomes like the chatos. Shin psula hi tipasul. If the chatos is pasul, then that becomes pasul. The inksheira hi toko kechomer shabah. And if it's kosher, then you should eat it according to the more chomer of the two. In other words, if the shlamim touched the chatos and touched it in a way that there was an absorption from the chatos into the shlamim and from the shlamim into the chatos, then you can eat it, both of these things, only for a day and a night. Not for 2 days and a night like a shlamim is eaten. Rashi. The reason that you don't learn the whole Torah from the Mishras of Nazir, according to Rabbi Akiva, to tell me that by the whole Torah, Heter Mitzdarif Leser, right? Because the Torah said the same halacha somewhere else, Ushnei K'suv Maboyim, two psukim, to tell me the same thing, come to tell me that it's only here and nowhere else. You can't learn from it. Because if you could learn from it, you could learn one from the other. The fact that the Torah said it in two places, and it's not necessary in both, means the Torah is limiting only in these two places, nowhere else. Avla Rabbanan demokili l'tam kikr, but according to the Rabbanan who learn from this pasuk of Mishra's Tam Kicker, Lo Havish Nixuma Boim Kechik, Kim Mufarish Lakameh. But according to the Rabbanan, we're not going to learn Tam Kicker from two separate places. It's only here that we learn Tam Kicker. Maybe we can learn the whole Torah, but a Kavach Homer from Nazir. Kol HaShe'igah Vitzara Basar Chulin. If some regular meat touch the meat of the chatos in such a way that there's a transference of some of the chatos to the meat and some of the meat to the chatos, or shlomim, shizman echilosim rubim chatos, or a shlomim touched it. That normally the shlomim could eat for 2 days and a night, and the chatos only 1 day and a night. The nag of the chatos, yiktosh, kin meforish lios kamoa. It becomes holy just like the chatos. That transference that goes into the chatos, and that which comes from the chatos into the other thing, make both things like a chatos. Shim psula haisa chatos, kigon pigu, o psula achir, kifaso, avzu, shubala mimenu. That if the chatos was pasul, was pigu, or some other psul, so then the thing that touched it also becomes pasul. The imksheri of the chatos is kosher, hachatos, mahanya balas, mimenu lesser, bachila, elekachomer shubba. Then it limits the eating of the thing that touched it to the amount of the amount of time that you can eat the chatos. Kechomer hachatos shenivlebo. Lifni min haklayim, you can only eat it in the Azara. A shlomim, you can eat in the whole Yerushalayim. But if it absorbed from the chatos, you can only eat that shlomim now in Yerushalayim. The zichrei kohuna can only be eaten by male kohanim. A shlomim can be eaten by anybody in the kohen's family. Male, female, slaves, or whatever. Well, yom v'layla echad, and only for 1 day and a night. That's the chomer of a chatos. Yochel afilu lo bala, hanugas bo mimena, chomer achmoni yikdash. I might think that even if it touched, like two very dry things, no fat, so there was no transference from one to the other, Talmud Lomer has to be bibsara. There has to be some kind of transference. Doesn't have to be any Tom. It's not Tom Kicker over here. It's Heter Mitzvah of Leser. Right? We're talking about something that Klapi the Chatos is Heter. Shlomim, Chulin, whatever. And on the other hand, it becomes like one thing.
What?
Right. But not the Tom necessarily. Some of the juices or whatever. Even if there's no Tom. Even if it's not Dover Shamein or whatever. There's no real Tom. Still, it's still awesome. Tochal habolas kechomer shaba, shariyesh bo beiz minim. The main thing over here is that there's some of the mamoshes of the chatos in the shlamim, and some of the mamoshes of the shlamim in the chatos. Echad chomer vechad kal. Behul kula olecha sachar hachamor. Alma heter mitzarif lisa. You see that the whole thing is considered like chatos, even though part of it's a shlamim. Right? And it would have a din that if you'd eat a kazayas of it or whatever, it'd be like eating a kazayas of a chatos at the wrong time or whatever.
That's not Tam
Kekar with Yerashi. What?
That's not
Tam Kekar with Yerashi. This is Heter Mitzar of Leser. According to Rashi, it doesn't have to be Balua. It's a kasha. This is not so pasha how Rashi learned, how Rashi holds, how this goes with what Rashi said before. Rashi said before, Tosus learns it had to be mixed in. Rashi learns it's not a separate. Right? And here it's a mashma that has to be together. It could be that here it's still separate. Like you said, it's not Tam Kikr. There's no Tam. It's one mamoshes next to the other mamoshes in the thing, even though the Maishi can't see what it is. But if it would be not Balu at all, then there'd be nothing together. Right, this would be completely separate. That we can be separate. It's not even Heter Mitzarif List. There's no tziruf. Here you need it that it was Balea. There should be some kind of tziruf that you're eating them together. Right. There's something. Right. There's something. And there's no time. Right. Okay. Shmar says, V'rabbana nami, Nahabi nozer v'chatesh neksim abayin ke'echod, v'in belamdim. Just like the Rabbanan learned from Mishras, Tam Kicker, why don't they also learn from Yikdash by Chatos, Tam Kicker? It's talking where the Tam went in. Right? And that's when it's Yikdash. And it'd be two Ksuv Maboy and Kechod, and you couldn't learn for the whole Torah. Where it says, no, Amri Hano Mitzvah Tzrichi. Right? Even if what's it called? Even if even if the case of Chatas, according to the Rabbanan, could be a case of Tam Keker, where the Tam of the Shlomim went into, or the Tam of the Chatas went into the Shlomim, right? It's talking such a case where Taka, there was a transference of Tam, not just the Mamoshes went in. So it's Heter Mitzaref Leser, but there's Taka Tam that went in. Still, you need both Psukim. Wherever you need both of them, you couldn't learn one from the other, it's not Shnei Ksuvim HaBoin Kechot. Shnei Ksuvim HaBoin Kechot is, why did the Torah say this in two places if you could have learned one from the other? And since it said it in two places, obviously you can't learn one from the other, you can't learn anything from these. It's only meant for these two cases. But if there's a reason why you couldn't have learned one from the other, so you need both psukim, right? Then from both of them we can learn the rest of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva, he says that it's Shnei Ksuvim HaBoin Kechot. Mashma, you could have learned one from the other. Rabbi Akiva, my tzrichi, right? Why do you need both of them? Bishlami, kosav rachmona b'chatas, lo gomar nazar mina, techulim mikotzim lo gamrina. Enochinami, if it only said it by the case of chatas, if that's right, no heter mitzvah leiser, I wouldn't learn chulin from chatos. I would say kachim is different. Kachim is special halakha that heters mitzvah leiser, but by chulin not. Right? El lichtov rachmona b'nasir, let it say it only by nasir. V'teisei chatos v'tigmar mino, but you can learn chatos from nasir. If by a nasir heters mitzvah leiser, it's so cow with all the coolness that nasir has, and nasir is not kachim, surely by kachim. So why did the Torah have to say the case of kachim, of chatos? It could have learned it from nasir. The fact that it says it by chatos is to tell me that you can't learn anything from nasir. Nasir is a special halacha, chatos is a special halacha, and that's it, ends there. To call Yisurin from the Torah, could govern me nasir. We learn all the Yisurin from nasir and other things. Why not learn this too? Mashmala not, that the Torah is limiting it only to these two cases. Rabbanan amr lecha, the Rabbanan will tell you no. Mitzvah tzrichi. Chatzis lehetar mitzvah leser. And a chanami, the Rabbanan will say no. The case of chatos is not tam keker. Because tam keker we take a learn from Nasir for Kodal Torah. But the whole Torah tam keker. But the case of chatos is heter mitzvah leser. And a chanami, the Rabbanan agree. There is a case of heter mitzvah leser by chatos. But you don't learn anything else from it because it's kachim. The chulim mikachim lo gomar. Mishras, and so then we learn from chatos, we learn heter mitzvah leser. And you can't learn from that to everything else because kachim, you don't learn from kachim chulim. Mishras, and from Mishras, Nasir, litain tam keker, mikanat adon, nechol Torah kulim. And from Mishras, Nasir, we learn tam keker, and tak, it's only one pasuk, and so we learn the whole Torah from Nasir. From Yakiva, how about Rabbi Akiva? Tarvayu lehetar mitzvah leser. Rabbi Akiva learns that both of them come to tell me the halach of heter mitzvah leser, the havi lu shnei ksuv maboin keechot. The kol shnei ksuv maboin keechot, ein melamdin. Rabbi Akiva held nisvara that you learn heter mitzvah leser from both of them. Since you learn it from both of them, you can't learn it anywhere else in the Torah, and he has no pasuk for tam keker. He taka holds tam keker is not. And he holds the opposite of what we said before. Before we said, the more svaradika one is tam keker. The bigger chiddush is heter mitzvah leser. Rabbi Akiva holds just the opposite. Heter mitzvah leser is the more pashit, and the bigger chiddush is tam keker. Rashi. Mitzvah tzrichi tarvayu. Okay, the Mefarish lekamei. The Gemara says you need both of them, according to the Rabbanan. The lo havu shnei ksuv laboyim keechot. And they're not two ksuvim that come to tell me the same thing. They come to tell me two different things. You can't learn one from the other. The name of the midahadr kashvi leidach lo yafa michaverecha shma mina daf kohachi komar. You can't say this idea since you could have learned one from the other. Why did you say it in two places? Elamai to limit it. No, you know you couldn't learn one from the other because they're coming to tell you two different halachas. Chulin lahachmer lo gamri midin kachim midin kachim lios chaburim. You can't learn an isser that applies to kachim to chulin because kachim is more chomer than chulin. Hachi garsinon for rabbanon amri lacha mitzrach tzrichi. No, you need both psukim. One to tell me one halacha, one to tell me a different halacha. Chatas hashmuidan mishum deheter mitzdarif leisser. The rabbanon taka learn by chatas the heter mitzdarif leisser. The inami lo ivla bekula. I ochel chatzizayis pigel. The chatzizayis heter bevasachas nigmer minod bekotchim nechayim. Here's where Rashi says the chiddush is that it wasn't nivla completely. The chiddush that has to be balua is not in the whole thing. It has to be balua in part. So if it's balua on this side of the chatas, but the other side of the chatas isn't balua, right? It doesn't go into the whole thing. Only when it's a part of it. Right? And you eat that part that's balua and a chatzizayis of the part that wasn't balua, you're going to be chayav. Right? Umiyu, b'shar isurin, lo aminu. And by other isurim, you don't have to have even a little bit balua. V'afilu b'nosir, t'chula mikachim lo gamrina. In other isurim, no. In other isurim, you don't even say hetem etzarif liyester, because you can't learn it from kachim. So even by Nasir, you don't say Heter Mitzdarif Leser. Because the Pasuk by Nasir is not coming to tell me Heter Mitzdarif Leser. It's coming to tell me Tom Kaker. Umishra Slav Lav Muri Heter Mitzdarif Leser Asa B'Nasir El Alitain Tom Kaker. The Megiule Nachrim Loyolif. Why? Because you can't learn Tom Kaker from Midyan, from Giule Nachrim, right? The Chiddushu. It's a chiddush, because it's talking even about something that's no same time left gone, like the Gemara said before. The itzrich l'michtav ben Nosir. Therefore, it had to say by Nosir that Tom Kaker. And from Nosir, you can learn the whole Torah. Rabbi Akiva, isle giulei nochrim lav chiddushu. Rabbi Akiva holds that the only thing that's offered by Midyan is what was cooked that day. And he holds what was cooked that day is not no same time left gone. That it's no same time of Shevach. And therefore, what's it called? It's not a chiddush. That it should be usher. The no mitzvah called a Tom Kaker. You don't need a pasuk to tell me Tom Kaker, because you can learn it from Giulei Nochrim. Hilkach Rabbi Akiva, given to Shamasli, the Mapit Mishras, the Heter Mitzdarif Leser. Therefore, Mishras is open to learn Heter Mitzdarif Leser, because we learn Tom Kaker from Giulei Nochrim, Al Korcha Tavayu Honi Laheter Mitzdarif Leserosu. Now Chatos tells me the same thing as Mishras, so we have two psukim that tell me the same thing, and I could learn one from the other. Mahavele Chatos Kroyesera, the Matzil Nidlu Minosir. The Chatos one is extra. Ain't a chinami. You need to have Nosir because you can't learn Nosir from Chatos, but you could learn Chatos from Nosir. Mahavele Shneik Suvma Boin Keechot. That's how Rabbi Yochanan, in the very beginning, said that the din of Heter Mitzdarif Leisur is only by Nosir. And now we're adding Chatos, but nowhere else. Because it's Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Keechot. The Halomotzi, the Shnei Ksuvim Ninu. The Halekala Neymar Mishras, the Heter Mitzdarif Leisur. The Chatos, the Tam Keker. The Giulei Nochrim Chiddushu. Well, why don't we say the opposite, according to Rabbi Akiva? That Mishras comes to tell me what's it called Heter Mitzdarif Leser, and Chatos you need for Tam Keiker, just the opposite of the Rabbana. And you can't learn what's it called from Megiulei Nochrim Tam Keiker because it's a Chiddush. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds, right? It's a Chiddush because it's talking about what's it called according to the Rabbana, because it's now we're saying the Rabbana. In the Rabbana, why don't we say learn what's it called? Heter Mitzdarif Leisur from Nosir. Chatos, let's learn Tam Keiker, right? And let's learn that Giulei Nochrim is a Chiddush, so you can't learn Tam Keiker from there. The Ein Kan Shnei Ksuvim, there's no more Shnei Ksuvim Aboin Keechot, right? Dim kain, tam kaker b'shari surim in ole. Because if that's the case, where do you know tam kaker by shari surim? Comes out that what's it called, that you can't learn. Why? Migulei nachrim lo garminen. You can't learn from gulei nachrim because it's what's it called, it's a chiddush. Mikachim no migulei nachrim. But you can't learn from kachim because you don't learn chulin from kachim. If we know that by chatos, tam is keiker, that doesn't mean by shara Torah it's tam keiker. Rabbanan de pligia lei de Rebbe Lezer b'kutach habavli. Now Rashi says, "Ay lemaisa, we do have a shita that holds that tam kaker is not awesome midaraisa." Where is that kutach habavli? Kutach habavli is tam kaker, right? The tam of the chametz goes into the rest of the stuff. Amaleslu tam kaker deraisa. So that Rabbanan would have to learn like this. Mafki lahai mishras lahetam etzarek lisek Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbanan would learn mishras like Rabbi Akiva, that it's hetam etzarek lisek, not kam keker. Ubegiulei nachrim spiru dechidishu Rabbanan, and they learn you can't learn from giulei nachrim tam keker because it's a chidish. It's even more, it's nosin tam with kam, and therefore you have no pasuk for tam keker. Mishras they learn like Rabbi Akiva. Giulei nachrim they hold as a chidish. So where Rabbi Akiva learns tam keker, they can't learn. So they hold like Rabbanan by Giulei Nachrim, and they hold like Rabbi Akiva by Mishras. Mele, there's no pasuk for tam keker. And even if they would learn that Chatas is tam keker, you don't learn chulin from kachim. What? Yeah. Okay. Right. Exactly what we said before. V'hachi amrin and nomi b'chol haposer deikel amad yomer time of lo amoshek Rabbanan. In Echanami, over there is Machlokas Abai and Rava, where the Tom Kicker is the Reis of the Rabbanan. Okay, let's go on. Omer Lei Ravashi Lerav Kahana. Eloha V'tanya, Mikol Asher Yeyosa Migefen Hayayin, Mechartzonim V'yatzog. The Torah says by Nosher, anything that's made out of the grape, from the skins to the pit, Limud al surei nozer shem itstarfim zemze. We have a limud that all the surim of nozer are mitstarif together. That if you ate some pits and some skin and some of the meat and all together it was a kezayis yachayiv. So Moshe says, what do you need this, according to Rabbi Akiva, what do you need this limud for? Hashlo Rabbi Akiva isur beheter mitstarfim. If you have a half a kezayis of a grape, and you have a half a kezayis of a piece of bread, and you ate them together, you're chayiv. So surely if you ate grapes, all the different parts of the grapes together, which is all by itself osur, if everything is osur together, separately, and you ate them together, right? So what do I need to tell me that that's mitzvah? If you ate a piece of bread, it's mitzvah to an achat kezayis of grape. Surely if you ate something that itself would have been osur, had you eaten a kezayis of it, right? Amar lei, isur v'heter v'vasachas. No. When you're eating the bread and the grape, it has to be eaten together. Then we say, since you have an eating, the part that you ate that's osur is also part of that eating, and you're chayiv. Because you ate isur. In order to eat, you have to have a kezayis. So you ate a kezayis, even though the part of the isur of that kezayis was not a kezayis. It was only half a kezayis. That's the chiddush. But if you ate them separately, you ate a half of grape and a half a piece of bread, right? Each one half a kezayis, you're not going to be chayiv. You had to eat them mamish together, so it was one eating. But isur v'isur b'zachar zeh. But the chiddush of the isur is that even if you ate them not at the same time, you ate half a kezayis of a pit. And then, what's it called, within Kedei Achilles Pras, you ate half a kezayis of skins. So it's not considered what's it called eating them together, but l'maisa, they're mitstarif to a kezayis. Rashi, hashd l'Rabbi Akiva, loma li the kos of Rachmona krolohachi. According to Rabbi Akiva, why don't we need a pasuk to tell me that pits and skins are mitstarif, pits and bread are mitstarif? Hash the Isra and Heter mitzarfin. So it says no. The Isra and Heter is only mitzarfin mamish together, and the Isra of the Isra is mitzarfin even if he didn't eat the mamish together. Okay, Mishnah. פוצק שבסדקי הרבע. אם יש כזייס במקום אחד, חייב לבייר. You have a kneading trough, okay, a place where they made the dough. It's a pan with sides and a bottom, and you knead the dough in it. And it has cracks in it. And there's dough that's chametz in the cracks. Im yesh kezayis b'makom echad, chayil vayir. If there's a kezayis of chametz dough in one place, you have to get rid of it. V'im lav batl b'miyuto. But if there's no kezayis in any one place, then the less than a kezayis is batl, and you don't have to get rid of it. It's batl to the areva, Rashi says. It becomes like something you're miyachid to kupas sa'or. The Kamiyachid Yeshiva. You took a big piece of dough, hard dough, and you made it into a chair. It's not chametz anymore, it's a chair. So same thing over here. You mavatl that to the areva, to the trav, to the kneading trav, became totally the pot. It's less than a kazayas. The Sfasema says from this mission is a raya to Rashi. What's this mission have to do with Elu Ovri? According to Tosfos, Elu Ovri means those things are asur b'achila, but they're not by the Urim, by the Matzah. There's no chiyu beer. So this mission has nothing to do with the first mission. The first mission is talking about Isuri Achila. This one's talking about the chiyu of beer. According to Rashi, this mission follows the one before. Very good. This parak is talking about things you have to get rid of. And if you have to get rid of these two, kef kezeisim or not. The chen linyan atumah. Same halacha will be by tumah. In makbir alav chotzeis. The imrotza b'kiyumo hariyu kareva. But that tumah, the same thing. If this dough, what's it called, your makbid on it, in other words, it's a kazayas, then it becomes makabel tumah. If it's not, and you just mavatl it to the areva, then it's not makabel tumah anymore. As dough, as tumas ochlin, it becomes like part of the trav.
What does it mean, makbid on the dough in the trav?
Well, makbid means that you're not mavatl it, you don't leave it to be part of the thing. It has a din by itself. It's chashuv enough to be considered by itself. Rashi, v'chein linyan atumah mefarish b'gemara. Let us explain what it means. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu el b'makom shein asuyim mechazik. This that the Mishnah says, that it makes a difference, whether it's a kezayis or less than a kezayis, okay, is only if it's in a place that you don't need the dough to reinforce the kli. Okay, basically what the Miri and Rishonim learn is they're all in the cracks. There's different kinds of cracks. There's very thin cracks that don't need to be reinforced. There's bigger cracks that the dough closes up the crack and prevents the water that you mix with the dough from getting out of this kneading trough. So where you don't, it's thin cracks that don't need to be reinforced, that's where this machlokes is. How much dough is in the crack? Chatzizayis or kazayis makes a difference. But if it's cracks that need to be reinforced, so then the dough reinforces the crack, and it helps to be mashlin and make the kneading trough more effective, enochai v'vayr, then you don't have to be v'vayr at all, even with the kazayis. Because the kazayis becomes buckled to the pan because it's in the crack that needs to be reinforced. Where it says mechlal de pachas mikazayis, so that's even a kazayis in a crack that's big will be buckled. Mashma pachas mikazayis, right, is buckle even if it doesn't need to be reinforced. Pachas mikazayis tafil mokum she'en asil achazik en ochayiv levayim. So that's the first way of learning the Mishnah. When the Mishnah makes a difference between kezayis and pachas mikezayis, that's by cracks that don't need to be reinforced. But cracks that do need to be reinforced, even the kezayis is what's called his bottle. Ika demasni la seifa. Some learn it just the opposite. On the seifa. Lachumra, not lakula. The imlav bottle b'miuto, right? If it's not a kezayis, then it's bottle to the pan. That's only if it's in a crack that needs to be reinforced. You need two milas. It's less than a kezayis, and it's in the crack that needs to be reinforced. Then it's bottled. But if it's in a crack that doesn't need to be reinforced, a very thin crack, right? Then you have to burn it, even if it's less than a kazayis. Mashma more than a kazayis, mechlau de kazayis, afil b'mokom oshi lechazik, chai levayir. Right? If it's in a crack that doesn't need to be reinforced, right? And if it's in a kazayis, even in a crack that needs to be reinforced, you have to get rid of it. It's not kosher. Right? Once it's a kazayis, it's kosher. So those are the two lashonos. The first lashon is lakula, that a chatzi zayis, even in a crack that doesn't need to be reinforced, is batel. And a kazayis in a crack that needs to be reinforced is batel. But a zayis in a crack that doesn't need to be reinforced is not batel. And the second lashon is lachumra, right? A kazayis is never batel, whether it needs to be reinforced or not. And a chatzi zayis is only batel if it needs to be reinforced. Gemara hachi gashina, lo shomer al b'makom she'ein osi l'chazik. Al b'makom osi l'chazik eino chai v'vayr, nechlau de pachas mikazayis, afil al b'makom she'ein osi l'chazik eino chai v'vayr. Upirish, lo shomer de kazayis b'makom echad chai v'vayr. The first lashon is the kula. That which we said, that a kazayis has to be destroyed, has to be removed, Rashi learns the difference between a tzedek that needs reinforcement or not is not so much the size, but the position. If it's in the bottom of the kli, then it needs to be reinforced, because otherwise the gravity will make the stuff go out of the kli. But if it's on the sides, there, the cracks don't make that much of a difference. Makom she'ein osi lechazik. Avalim b'makom osi lechazik came, but l'gabov avikeitz. If it's in a place where the dough is needed to reinforce the kli, it becomes like the kli. The mistama butlino haigavir lahasa. Mistama, he wants the dough to stay there because it's good to make the kli complete. V'afilu kezayis ein ochay levaya. Therefore, since he's leaving the dough there to become part of the wall of the kli, doesn't have a din of dough anymore. Mechlav de pachos mikazayis Talmud de daif minilsa de Shmuel deok mulamas misim b'makom she'ein osi lechazik. Now the Gemara is learning from Shmuel that what would be in a place where that the machlokas in the Mishnah, the difference between kazayis and lo kazayis, is talking in a place that doesn't need to be reinforced. Mashma, that if it needed to be reinforced, even a kazayis is bottle. The ketoni masnisim of pachos mikain bottle b'miuto. Shma mina the pachos mikazayis lo chashiv. V'yafagad deikaba palge zeh satuva. Hov lo b'makom echad neinu lo chashivin. And even though the what's it called the kazayisim, you have more than one half a kazayis. You have a lot, but they're not mitzdarev, and the kli is not mitzdarev them either. So the Yerushalmi says, because Pashtus, because it's not connected to the Kli. But if it would be connected, the Kli would be Mitzarethit. And others learn just the opposite. When it's connected to the Kli, so it's buckled to the Kli. So the Kli can't be Mitzareth. All the other ones, each one's in a different section. But if it's not, what's it called, buckled to the Kli? It's not connected. Then the Kli is Mitzareth, all the things that are inside of it. And then Taki, you'd have to get rid of it. They ask, the Chorach, Apachos Mikazayas, is like Beirut. It's like crumbs. We said crumbs are buckle, we learned in the first parent. It says crumbs are buckle in a house, because the house is not mitzvah if all the crumbs together. But if they're in a kli, and they're not buckled to the kli, then the kli is mitzvah if whatever's in it. And then the crumbs talk or chashim. Hachi garsinan, ikit amasin la seifa, pachas mikain buckle b'miuto. Right? Omer av Yehuda, mer Shmuel, oshon av mokam osu lechazik. That Shmuel said his din on the case where it's less than a kazayis and it's bottled, that's only where it's in a place that needs to be reinforced. Even less than a kazayis, if in a place that doesn't need to be reinforced, you have to get rid of it. Mashma, that a kazayis, even in a place that has to be reinforced, you have to get rid of it. Bechlau de kazayis, afil mokamoshe v'chasek ha'ilavar. V'yafagat devari mevatalei, and even though you're surely going to leave it there, because you want to reinforce the kli, afilu hachi, kivin v'chashiv lo bottle. That's the second lashon. Since the ma'aseh it's chashiv, it doesn't become bottle, even if your intention is to leave it there. V'lishna basra chamir mikamo. The second lashon is more chomer than the first one, and everybody asks on this Rashi, what's the chiddush? Of course it's more chomer. Why does Rashi have to tell me this? What was the Chacham mean to say it's not more chomer? It's clear that it's more chomer. The, what else is here? Whether there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir, it's mashma over here that if it's not a Shir, then there's no Isser of Bayur and Bayimotze. Bayur and Bayimotze, and the Chi of Levayah, which is Noveya from Bayur and Bayimotze, is only if there's a Kazayas. Less than a kazayis, there's no chiyuv, unless it's mitzvah, right? So why not? So some learn that the din of chatzishir asam in haTorah is only by things that you eat. We learn it from chaylev, kol chaylev, right? Yeah, kol chaylev. So what's it called? So it's only by eating things. It doesn't apply to any other issue. Others hold it applies to all issuim, but it has to be the Chacham Tzvi says where you did a maisa, where you're doing something. Then you're machshav that chatzis ayis, because it could be mitzvah if there's something else. But here, by the mitzvah, there's no maisa. It's just a mamela kind of yisur. There we don't say chatzishir is also min haTorah. Others say that since chametz for Pesach is really not in your rishus, right? So really, you shouldn't be over by the mitzvah. The Torah, it's worthless. So really, it's not in your rishus. But the Torah put it in your rishus. To be over, the Torah only put in your rishus a desires, not a chatzis ayis. Here it's different than other things. And according to Tosis, that the reason you have to have beer is not because of bayur and bayimotze, because maybe you come to eat it. So what's the difference over here? Chatzis ayis, ayis. You can eat a chatzis ayis and also over. Says no. Since Tosis says why is chametz different than everything else for two reasons. One is lo b'dilei minei. People don't separate themselves from chametz, and also it's a chiyuv kares. So if it would be something that's not a chiyuv kares, like a chatzis ayis, is only osur. It's not, you're not chayiv kares on it. Therefore, there's no chiyuv of bedika or beer.